Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelley-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today, I'm pleased to have in studio again Mr. Gladstone Rose, Director of Special Projects at the Bureau of Standards. Mr. Rose will be continuing our discussion on the business opportunities in the bamboo industry. Mr. Rose, the prospects of the bamboo industry and going into just new markets and new products is very wide, and I know that our SMEs will be wanting to jump in on this. If someone is listening and want to know, how do I break into this industry, because it really sounds like there are a lot of opportunities and that I can actually make some money from the venture, what do they need to know and where can they get the information?
This exciting area is an open field for innovators because bamboo is amenable to so many products. Potential individuals with ideas, SMEs that want to log into an industry that can give real benefits, can then now begin to really look at developing their ideas into business plans. And as they develop their ideas into business plans, they can contact us at the Bureau of Standards Jamaica. They can ask for the Special Projects Division. We will invite them in, especially if they are really serious, to have discussions on the various value chains that they can enter. We will guide them with the necessary technology documents and standards to make sure that they start in the right way from up front, to make sure they don't make serious business mistakes. At the Bureau of Standards, we can give advice as to other government agencies that should be approached from an early stage. And then we will ensure that when these SMEs and individuals use standards along the chain, they get quality goods, which will then augur well for the reputation of the bamboo industry. So the Bureau of Standards is in there for them to contact us. From they decided that they want to innovate and become entrepreneurial, we have the BMAP meetings the last Wednesday of every month. We usually invite persons to come in and observe at the meetings, and then after observing, we invite them to join the working groups of the BMAC committee, because at all times we have working groups looking at better ways of, for example, making bamboo charcoal kilns. These are the machines that we first imported from China. When the St. Mary Farms started, they used imported Chinese kilns. We now have entrepreneurs in this industry making local bamboo charcoal kilns of excellent quality. And therefore, these are some of the things that happen when they come to our meetings and they network, and we help to develop the ideas along the chain. And right now, we are working with HART and CTVET, National Training Agency, to develop what we call NVQs, National Vocational Qualifications in Bamboo Technology. Right now, as we speak, we have a lead group that meets every Tuesday at the Bureau of Standards. We are inviting persons who want to get in. You can come in and join in on the work of this lead group from upfront, because this is where we are writing the standards, the workplace standards that goes into guiding workers as to how to make products and how to do it in a quality way.
Mr. Rose, that was a lot of information for our SMEs, and I just want to reiterate that the Exim Bank is supportive of whatever entrepreneurial experience and businesses that will come out of this initiative.
In that, you mentioned the effort of the Exim Bank. Already, I'm trying to make links into the Exim Bank, because entrepreneurs have been coming to us. They need startup capital, they need working capital, they need this type of boost funding to actually roll out some ideas they have already developed. So this project is seeking to work closely with the Exim Bank to provide the much needed resource that entrepreneurs, innovators need for sustainability. And we see Exim Bank as a potential partner in this effort.
That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and follow us on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcast.